Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We've been having a great time this month going through the life and the thought and the legacy of Martin Luther. Back at the beginning of October, we were in Eisleben. Well, again, we are in Eisleben. We are on location. I'm standing in the Platz, the square in Eisleben. Behind me is a wonderful monument statue to Luther. And behind me is also the church, St. Andreas Church, where Luther preached his final sermon. This statue here has Luther holding two things. In his one hand, he's holding a Bible, and the other thing, he's holding a document. And at the bottom of that document is the name Leo X. It is indeed the papal bull that declared Luther a heretic. But Luther was going to cling to the Bible. Well, it's here in Eisleben that Luther would die. He preached what was his last sermon, and we were there standing right next to the pulpit where he preached his four sermons. He preached his last sermon on February 14th. After that, he fell seriously ill. In fact, he could not leave his lodgings, which were just up the road here from me. And it was there, between February 14th and February the 17th, that Luther was very ill. His sons were with him, his three sons. They had come with him on the journey from Wittenberg. Justus Jonas, his colleague at Wittenberg and the pastor at Halle, had heard of Luther's illness, and he came here to be with Luther in those final moments. Katie heard about Luther's sickness, his wife. She was very anxious about him. She's writing letters to him. He sends back to her and assures Katie that he has a caretaker that is better than all the angels. And Luther says that caretaker is a babe lying in a manger who is also seated at the right hand of God the Father. So in his last days, Luther is comforted in his knowledge of Christ and who he is in his knowledge of what Christ has done for him. He says his famous last words, his final written last words, and they are, "We are beggars. This is true." Reminding us how dependent we are, how dependent we are upon God. But if you look at the context of that, what Luther is trying to tell us is that we're actually dependent upon teachers of God's word, and our dependency is upon God's word. That's what he means by "we are beggars." Well, those are his final written words, but his final spoken words, they were a sermon. And it was two texts, and in typical Lutheran fashion, he has a reading from the Psalms, and he has a reading from the Gospels. The reading from the Gospels, I kid you not, is John 3:16. So he reads that wonderful verse about God's love for us being so great that he sent his son to die for us on the cross. It's also the psalm that he quotes for us. It's Psalm 68, 19 to 20. Psalm 68, 19 to 20 simply says this, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation. And to God, the Lord, belong deliverances from death." Luther died here in this city in Eisleben. February 17th, he had dinner with his sons and Jonas. After dinner, he was complaining of chest pains. He went to bed, and sometime in the middle of the night, around 2 to 3 a.m., on February 18th, 1546, Luther died. He died in the comfort of the gospel, and he died in the comfort that our God is a God of salvation. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, as we finish today, we have a quote from a 20th century figure and a Dutchman at that, Abraham Kuyper. "When the thirst for knowledge directs itself to him to whom man and all creation owe their origin, existence, and consciousness, then man stands no longer above, but beneath the object of his investigation. And over against this object, he finds himself in a position of entire dependence."